Long before Netflix, YouTube, or TikTok, Potterpugh warned about the dangers of screen addiction, and his words are more relevant today than ever. Stay tuned as we uncover his wisdom. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Potterpugh. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's insights are sourced from the book My Encounters with Padre Pio, Diary of a Spiritual Son by Luigi Peroni, shedding light on Padre Pio's stance on television. Now, television was invented during Padre Pio's lifetime, and by the 1950s, it had become a dominant form of entertainment worldwide. Interestingly, in 1996, the United Nations even declared November 21st as World Television Day, recognizing the importance of television in transferring information. But as you'll soon hear, Padre Pio was not at all impressed by this new form of media. Let's hear what the author shared. Saint Pio of Pietrelcina spoke about television a few times, and always negatively, as he saw both its potential for misuse and the vices that such technology encourages. Father Marciano of Santa Croce, who lived with the saint, recalled that Padre Pio was opposed to television and that he once told one of his spiritual daughters to sell her TV. He also warned Father Mariano about the dangers of television, saying, "Besides the moral danger, there is the danger of wasting time. Once you start, you can't stop." How many of us are indeed guilty of this? Even if the content we watch isn't immoral, the grip of television and today's social media can be incredibly strong. Hours slip away, distracting us from more important things. Today, we understand how these technologies affect our brains, leading to decreased attention spans, increased boredom with real-life events, and even addiction. In a world saturated with noise and fleeting entertainment, we must actively choose prayer, discernment, and a life anchored in faith. That's why I invite you to join our Protected Child of Padre Pio program. By joining, you invite this great saint's powerful intercession into your life through our Following Padre Pio apostolate. His mission is to comfort troubled hearts, and by becoming a part of this program, you open yourself to his blessings and support. As a Protected Child of Padre Pio, you'll receive spiritual benefits such as regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a deeper connection to Padre Pio's legacy, and a community united in prayer. You'll also receive meaningful gifts like a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to exclusive resources, all reminders of his presence in your life. Padre Pio continues to lead souls to God. Will you take the next step and invite his guidance and grace into your life? Simply click the link to the join page in the description below to set up your monthly gift and experience his powerful intercession firsthand. Now back to our topic. Another person who testified to Padre Pio's concerns about television was the late exorcist Father Gabriel Amorth. In an interview with Catholicism magazine in August 2000, Father Amorth shared, "When television was invented, Padre Pio was furious. And to those who told him it was a magnificent invention, he replied, 'You'll see what use they make of it.'" In the mid-1950s, television was introduced in the convent, but no friars remember Padre Pio ever watching it. Once he even remarked, "The man who invented refrigeration went to heaven, but the man who invented television," and then he simply pointed downward. From these testimonies, two clear themes emerge about Padre Pio's stance on television. First, Padre Pio likely foresaw how morally corrupt television programming would become, and perhaps even noticed early signs of it during his lifetime. Second, he recognized the addictive nature of such entertainment, which usually results in a setback in spiritual life. Instead of dedicating ourselves to prayer, devotions, or edifying readings, we often spend much of our time in front of a screen. That being said, this does not mean that we should never watch TV or YouTube or scroll through social media. It means that we should know how to entertain ourselves healthily and prioritize what is important for the salvation of our souls. Now, I also recall another moment regarding this topic not mentioned in the aforementioned book. It was when a spiritual son of Padre Pio told him he was opening a movie theater. Padre Pio did not reprimand him for forbidding him from starting the business. He simply warned him to be cautious about which movies he chose to show. I'm mentioning this because, as Padre Pio said many times, prudence should be our guide in all things. Television is a relatively cheap and accessible form of entertainment, and I don't see it disappearing anytime soon, unless a solar flare burns all the chips in the world. But even then, I'm sure it would make a comeback. The real challenge isn't the existence of television, but how we use it. If we let it pull us away from God and fill our minds with immoral content, we risk dulling our conscience and weakening our faith. In conclusion, in a world where screens dominate our attention, Padre Pio's wisdom calls us to evaluate how we spend our time and what we allow into our hearts and minds. His warnings were not meant to condemn entertainment outright, but to encourage us to prioritize what truly matters, our spiritual growth and relationship with God. Thank you for watching. Please click the notification bell, and we'll see you in the next video.